Okay, this is Bob and Carolyn in Ion. On February 2nd, copyright 2017, all rights reserved for Dobsound.com, and we're starting at 1:11 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Ion. Here's Carolyn. Oh, Carolyn, before you start, I want to thank you, Ion, for making the payday YouTube of what I played list for last week.
Oh, of course. Nice. We had to pick this up. We had to pick this up a little bit so it organizes it so that you can meet people. People, okay, let's do this way. The only reason to do this is to segregate it out. You got a Dottie Rambo list. You got a Gator Band list. You got a Vestal list. You got a Colored list. And you got the Master list, which is close to 500 now. And you've only been doing this for like a week and a half or so, and you got nearly 500. So you see, the playlist gets to be so voluminous that you can never find anything. So we had to segregate it out. So we did you a payday list so you could find it that way. So if there was something that was intriguing, that was engaging, you could find it. And it sort of canonicalizes the flow. Because now, for the first time, with no time, we're starting to set the timing of things.
Very nice. So you will continue to do my payday song list?
As long as you behave, yes.
Yes, and this will be broadcast. So everybody note that Bob has to behave. We don't know what the rules are, but he's going to have to behave. Bob has to figure it out, what he's supposed to do.
Oh, no, he's doing fine. He's all fine.
All right, well, I appreciate that, because a lot of those songs have good videos, and I would want people to see them, but Wendy used to do it 2 or 3 years ago, and people could see the videos. But now, with Ion behind my back and on my forehead, everybody
can see
my creativity. Plus, oh, for the record, people, there are some religious songs on there that I didn't play, but apparently after I hang up at 10 in the morning my time, they get on the chat line, and Ion posts YouTubes, and Bart plays them while I'm sleeping all day long or something. So those get added, but that's good. I can hear what got added later. So
and enjoy it.
And enjoy it. That's right. Okay, very good. Now we go over to Dr. Dean.
Now we got to go to work.
Yeah, we got to work.
And so, what that's going to do, though, what's going to do is when it comes up, when the incubus begins, you'll know.
And you're saying when the incubus begins, you'll know. We'll know by kind of how it's
you'll know who's taking
up
the product.
Our body?
You'll know who's taking the product and who's not. You'll know all the hypocrites will be sorted out among you. It's going to be so wonderful. It's going to be great. It's good.
Well, we already know. All we do is say, when people say, well, I'm taking your products and they're not working, and we just say, well, you're not taking enough. We know that. Totally.
Yeah. But, I mean, some people are trying to run it and they're not taking it, and then there's all of a sudden they still have the interaction. So you can still attend. You can take the Damascus Road, honey. Ka-ching. But,
ka-ching. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, here's an interesting question. Has anyone in another world written a book like Finnegan's Wake that seems to put everything all together?
When you say put everything all together, yes. It's called Cornflower Lily. Cornflower Lily.
Mm-hmm. Cornflower.
And it's not here. And it's not here yet.
Not here yet. Wow. But it'll come here and we'll know it.
You sure will, because no one will read it. Just like Finnegan's Needs, nobody will read it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like Ulysses and all those other ridiculous lost things.
Yeah, it's interesting because, Finnegan's Wake does seem to try to cover everything, and I don't know if it does, and, you know, it may have until Ion came along.
Right. Well, and we didn't want to mean to do that. That wasn't our direction. It's just another connecting point. So another connecting point. It's just that. It's just another connecting point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolyn, There's a couple of questions I had about.
Did you get the band name?
No.
Get that, Bob.
What?
The doorbell. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't hear it up there.
I didn't hear it.
Here he is. Okay. What are you doing?
Hey! We're so excited. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, like this. I've been eating just waiting for this. See,
Jimmy. Well, wipe your feet. Bye, Jimmy. Bye, Jimmy. Wipe them feet. Hey, Jimmy. Oh, he's so wonderful.
He
loves Jimmy. Yeah.
You get a good vibe from him, Ion?
Oh, he's one. He wouldn't be there otherwise, Bob.
He doesn't have to bring all these parcels to the door. You know that, Bob.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He did. What would he do with them?
Well, the ones that are of a certain size, there are cupboards down at the pool site to put them in, so he doesn't have to bother, but he bothers. Well, we give him presents, but that's okay.
But I am saying that he wouldn't even be allowed to deal with our mail if he wasn't Jimmy.
Right.
That's right.
Well, I have payday January, Shatter January, somewhere other. You said Axiom Waters from the Gap. What does that mean? Does that mean the Gap?
The
company?
Interval. Resident interval. The interval. The Gap It. Do you remember when you get in a car, when Bob gets in the car and says, to Gap It, put some distance between you and the other cars? To Gap
nope.
It?
He would never know how to say that.
No, but we made a big to-do that he did that when he got in the car that he doesn't own. Y'all don't have a car. He doesn't have a car. The car that he doesn't own, it says it screams and says, Gap It. That's what that's for. But it's not really real, we know. But we need to have the Gap It. It's that interval. It's the interval in the in-between place.
Well, and Karen's supposed to do what
with
the interval?
No, Bob, the Axiom Waters from the Gap, what does that mean is the question. So,
it's from the interval. It's from
it
the
means
interval.
It's in, so okay. There's something in the interval that helps create
physical,
the
non-physical.
Axiom Waters?
The non-physical and physical gap. Is that okay?
It allows. That's okay, the gap, because, yes, that's right. But just don't take that gap into the quadrants, because you can take a pen pad and do all kinds of crazy stuff. And we're not saying that about this. You understand?
Mm. Yeah.
So what did you get out of that, Bob?
It's a different kind of gap.
Axiom Water is physical and non-physical?
It's a different kind of gap than McLuhan's gap.
It's a different kind of McLuhan. It's not McLuhan's gap.
I see.
That's an overlaying.
Good.
It's like the eye cell is both here and in another world. It's in two
that's
world
right.
places.
So which is it? It's both.
Right.
It's both. But the interval is the distance between this world and that world, not the eye cell itself.
Mm. So when the Evereens said, they did a thing on physics and matter and that, and they said, they said, there's a blue light suffusing this world. People can't see it. But that's sort of the etheric, the non-physical, I don't think you use the word non-physical, but the blue light that suffuses everything, that's what the eye cell comes from.
They can see it. Yeah. Okay, but they can see it.
Who's they?
You said that people can't see. And yes, they can see it.
Well, the non-visible part, but it suffuses everything.
They're visible, though.
Okay, and science hasn't learned how to measure it yet, unless they do with CERN and them and not telling anybody. But I see that simple blue that suffuses everything is what the eye cell is. Eye cell's from the blue zone. But you would say, is it from other worlds?
No, but it exists in other worlds. So is it from other worlds? If the interval, okay, sure. But does it mean the only one that ever is?
The interval is that blue that Ion was trying to describe, the Evergreens were describing. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's no problem.
And is it more real than the non-physical or the physical? Is the gap more real?
Yes, it is. It's what people would, they will separate their life for.
Hmm.
They will separate their life for that gap. Because it's the in-between place, Bob, the in-between place. Sometimes, see, the hope of what we've said this a million times, that the hope of glory is sometimes more desirable than glory.
Mm-hmm. And is that what this is? The interval is hope?
The hope realm, maybe.
And that includes inspiration. When people are inspired, they say, I'm speechless. they've reached the interval, which can't be articulated.
Okay. Yeah. In a Jack Sarfati kind of way, yeah.
Yeah. You mean mathematically or in a limited way, is saying
in a limited
way.
In a limited way, yeah.
It's where Bob appears smart, Carolyn, even though he doesn't know nothing. Jack appears smart, but it's very limited. And Jack doesn't want to admit it. Does Sarfati, he never took anything in of what we do here, did he? He doesn't know what we're doing.
He can't. Yeah.
How do you influence government choices? Do you affect people's minds?
You set them the same way everyone else does. The same way Martha Stewart makes a recipe that everybody engages. She just puts it out there. The same way you take your... The same way you invented the CKLN, the Secret Council of Ten. How did you do that, Bob? Same way.
Well, I
made it up. You're the master.
But you're not
making
it up. You're changing.
What's the difference? No. Making it up. What does that mean? You created it?
You made it up.
No, wait. Now, we're challenging you on your words. Tell us exactly when you say made it up. You meant it when you said it. It wasn't made up. You meant it. Did you not?
No, I never said that. Someone else said you made it up, and then it turned out to be true anyways, and that's the funny part. That's from an author.
That's funny, but that's the old glib Marshall McLuhan adaptation of words. The point of this creation that we're talking about is referencing specifically you. You said that things were, and you put them out, and when you put them out, they became true.
Yeah. Okay?
So true is the subjective point. So everything that is was not until it is. Everything that is was not until it is. So everything was made up. Everything was made up. So if you're saying made up, you made it up, means the bed, you made up the bed, that we can go with that. But that's not what you mean. You're saying it's only make-believe and that you just were shocked to find that make-believe became a reality. It's not like that at all. It's more like if you have the delivery.
I know what you're saying, but how is the people in the government, in Congress, who are against Jeff Sessions, what do you do to make that happen? You don't make it up.
We remind them
of something.
We remind them of the costs. Everything is predicated on costs. Everything is cost.
So if Jeff Sessions gets in, it's not as expensive.
No, not about expense. It's a cost. Cost means can we do this or not? Can we afford to do this or not? Can we afford not to do this or not? See, that's the rub. Sometimes the thing that's bad isn't as bad as what could be. It could be a key.
Okay, it could be a what?
Could be can kill you.
Right, but you have to get the opposition in Congress to see that. So do you...
No, we don't. You remind them of the cost, that's all. Once they know the cost, there's no problem.
Well, what is the cost in the Mr. Sessions case that they're reminded of?
He needs to be there to reform the Department of Justice, and that affects everybody. It slows down or ceases or abates your FEMA cramps.
Right. So how do you get congressmen to realize that?
Well, you don't. Benefit. He's already in, so nothing now. You're saying, how did we? You just basically put in the point of who's writing the check. Who gets the money? Who costs the money? How you get the money? Who's going to get the money? Who's got the money? Who's got the money checks? You got to realize these are all old dogs who know how to dog hunt. They're just trying to keep the facade floating until the Robert E. Lee arrives. And we know better, so if you know Rumpelstiltskin, we said it. Sorry about that.
Right, but
once Rumpelstiltskin kicks his own.
You're engaging thought here. You're engaging ideas. How do you get
conundrums. They're more afraid of what might be than a reality. They're more afraid of what might be.
Sessions? What would be worse than Sessions?
Loretta Lynch. It was a disaster. who was a disaster. And we allowed her to be a disaster. Do you know why? So he would be a shoe-in.
Right.
I mean, you realize, Bob, he's a bigot. He's a real bigot. No, I mean, really a bigot. No, no, really. Card-carrying. Like Strom Thurmond bigot. Yeah.
Well, I assume that's not true.
It is true. It is true.
Well, why
it's
would
all
they
right.
put a bigot in?
You need one. You need to straighten out this shit. You got too much on the other side. You got
right.
too much on the other side. You got to balance it out. You've got to bring it back. See, sooner or later, you run. The problem with socialism is you run out of other people's money, and now it's got to
okay.
change. You got to flip the script. So that's just a decided predication. Now we're speaking to you from all levels, meaning
yeah.
every level is included. So we have insight that you may not have tactile knowing of yet. So you may not understand why that would be important, necessary, or even apply. But we do, and that's the thing. Now, there are other potential forces. We can take him out, put somebody else in, run it up over, and, you know, everything a rabbit can do to a stump. But that's not what your question is. Your question is, how do you come to a knowing that you know? Or how do you...
And how you influence. How you influence
well,
the
you
voter.
Well, you by just placing it. You just place it. The same way you did CKLN. The same way you did CKLN.
So that's through thought. You do it through thought.
You didn't do that through thought. You didn't think about what you did.
I had to think about what I was saying.
No, you didn't. You just didn't. You didn't. You never done that. You have never done that. Are you fucking nuts?
So I've been. I do.
You just
I influence people the same way. I'm one of the few humans, non-humans, that influences people like you do.
You just did it. And Carolyn, it makes Carolyn crazy. And she adores you, and we have no idea why. We have no idea why. There's no, for no earthly reason.
I am cute.
That woman,
cute.
That woman, does that woman abide you? That woman, does she abide you? She really doesn't like that inference, but that is the best thing that ever happened to you, Bob, with her. She, them.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm the best thing that happened to her. I'm cute.
Well, we don't know about all that. We'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll
I'm
get
cute,
back.
Aren't I, Carol?
Computer
I am cute.
Said, well, cute's not what you base the relationship on. You go through, she has
yes,
to go through a lot
do.
Of shit on you.
We
so
do. We must.
We
You
hell.
Said...
No,
you
yours is only
yesterday.
About do they smell. Yours is only do they smell good. Do you have anybody that smell good? Did you make them laugh? You know, I
no,
like
they
make them laugh.
At
them.
Anybody laughs at me, I'm okay with.
Now, what you're talking about is how you're going to allow the new environment to occur, which it is. Now, some say we're causing that, but we think it's time. But we think that it's time for you to move on. Get on with it. So you need a little
Did you
pace.
Say how you're going to allow the new environment to ascend?
No, we said that it's time, for the new environment to change,
to promote ascension.
To promote ascension.
Change, to promote.
You're
going to
force it. So now, before, you've got to choose. Do you want to take a bath or not? You want to bath? No, I'll take one bath. No, I'll go soak now. Beforehand, you had your choice. Of, to ascend
yeah.
or not. That's over now. Pretty soon to now, it's going to be ascend. Go take your damn bath. Period.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a choice. And if you say, no, I'm not going to go, okay, that's your choice. But there won't be a bath when you go there then.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the difference.
So
we're
your
not
choice
even,
is
we're
ascend
not even,
or don't ascend.
Right. That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
And some would say, now Bob would say, that's always been the choice. And we agree. But only now there's a new level of urgency, which means now there's a shelf life to the pâté. Up until now, there was never a shelf life to the pâté. You could eat pâté or not, or wait till later.
Well, it's almost like before, if I can say this, before you had to do a little something to ascend. Now you don't because it's all laid out, correct?
Basically, yes.
And we finished last night. You had to go. And you were confusing me by talking about the Nicholas II, the Tsar, who ascended, no, was always around, never transitioned. You started saying it was Nicholas I, but it was Nicholas II, so we argued back and forth, which is which and what's the order. So I realized later, re-listening to it, Nicholas I is the one who ascended, and he became Nicholas II, same
That's
guy,
right.
different name.
That's right. That's right.
All right. I figured that out later.
We said that originally when you came through trying to put the connect the dots, the same problem you had with Leopold. Remember, you had the same thing with Leopold,
yeah.
Like you had a bust out.
Is Leopold the first the same guy as Leopold the second?
Mostly.
Oh, okay. So if he's still around, he doesn't die. He wants to keep his prestige, so he manipulates it that he's, I don't know, how does he act like a little kid again? How does Leopold the second or Nicholas II?
The same way you've done it through all these years, Bob. How did you do it? He did it the same way you do it.
So a little
open
boy,
ale,
Nicholas II, grew
open
up.
Open ale hole. No, Bob, all
right.
You don't go back. You're open ale hole, Bev. You don't go back to that. So why are you confusing it?
I don't go back to that? What does that mean? I
don't
go back. I'm not open ale.
You don't go back to the womb.
What does that mean?
Born. That's the same problem that the Christians are trying to figure out. They're trying to figure out how to be born again. You're thinking, well, do we go back to the womb to be born again? And they say no.
You're saying I can't remember the womb. That's what you're pointing out. I can't remember the womb experience.
You have been thoroughly wiped, Bob.
Right. Do I do that to myself?
No, so far we've had to do it to you because you just won't let it go.
Okay. So Nicholas I, he's a 80-year-old man or a 50-year-old man. They think he dies. He waits around, and a little boy shows up in this Nicholas II's family. He eventually replaces the little boy with himself somehow. Right?
Just like the skeleton key, Bob. Do you remember the skeleton key?
Oh, by fitting his wig? Or is that the...
No. Papa Justify.
Yeah.
Good
that,
for you.
So it's voodoo.
That's an example. No, that's hoodoo, not voodoo.
Yeah,
hoodoo. Different.
Okay, so I figured out Nicholas II is Nicholas I, and it was Nicholas I, even though I answered Nick II, because they're the same guy.
But you got to do the rankings, because the ranking is variegated. Nicholas I did things, Nicholas II did other things, so that's the combination.
Right, it's like
so that's how you segregate. That's the reason we say open ale, Hobab, and Bob. And we say sometimes Bob Dean, and sometimes Bob Neverett, and sometimes Bob Dobbs, and sometimes Bob Martinez,
Marshall.
And sometimes Marshall, and sometimes all of them. Those.
Okay, so what was I going to say? Are the three Jesuses connected like that?
No, they're separate.
No, they're three separate people. Okay, so I was playing this video. The UFO disclosure, and we start off very quickly. He said, look, everybody, all countries and management knows about UFOs. Then they start showing weird aliens, and let's see if that can be asked about. So I'm resetting it, and we'll listen to the video.
Government scientists have been trying to speak out on this issue for some time now. In the vast majority of cases, the mainstream media either treats this like a non-event, or they treat it like the information is coming from very unreliable sources. This information is a big step in the disclosure process for mankind. In Soviet times, the Ministry of Defense was working on a secret project aimed at creating a superhuman with paranormal abilities.
The Soviet government in the 50s working on a project to create a human with supernormal abilities.
They still are. It's called God.
Well, that's what we're doing, right?
Only you're doing it successfully.
Right. They had weird gadgets, ideas about it, which didn't work.
That may break.
But the Russians know about us, don't they? Or is it these guys who were trying to do that?
That may Brussels business.
Right. No, but these Russians that historically were talking about in this video, are people connected to them now know about us.
Basically.
Yeah, and they want it. Okay.
Ooh, so do you, Bob.
So Lloyd Garber has helped me. By finding this video and giving it to Steve, Steve sends me, it gives me a little useful information in my context.
Dun, dun, dun. Connected,
very nice. Very nice. All right, let's continue.
Under this project, a group of scientists managed to get in touch with a foreign...
Now, right there, at 49 seconds of the first minute, is this monstrous face. With long teeth. Can you see that?
Yes.
Is that a picture of an actual alien that humans encountered?
No. It's a becomer.
So that's an alien that is not human yet?
Yes, good. They have to be absorbed. They have to be absorbed.
So how did they get this picture if it didn't exist for the Russians?
Well, they same way they get everything, Bob, you know.
Let's try a little more precision. So this is an image of something that humans saw, humans in the Russian project. They saw this.
They saw an image of it. You've seen an image of us, too. So was that us?
Right.
Well, it was like us. It was an inversion of us. It's one you could absorb.
Is this thing that we're seeing, this image of the actual alien, as dangerous and violent as it looks?
Nah, piece of cake.
All right, piece of cake.
You could nut on it, Bob. It wouldn't be no trouble to you.
I could fuck it. Be okay.
Sure. Don't worry.
Okay, you get that, Steve? Yeah, what do you think of that, Steve? I can fuck the fuck. You can eat fuck, Steve. We'll give you a second, Steve. Now, Lloyd,
go.
I don't know. Lloyd, you might be a little more finicky. Okay.
Right you and lofty.
Yeah, right to and lofty. Okay, let's see.
The head of the top secret project shared some details with reporters for the first time. On their regular winter day in Moscow, in the comfort of the room with a fireplace, journalists were given a real sensation. A senior retired official of the Ministry of Defense, Lieutenant General in Reserve, PhD, a fellow of the Academy of Natural Sciences, Alexei Sevin, said that in the late 1980s...
Alexei Sevin. Is that an actual person, and did he know about this project or was part of it?
No and no.
So the people making this up are talking about an actual project, but the details they're giving us and the names aren't accurate.
They're just making a meme presently, Bob. It's a meme. They're trying to make.
Yeah.
They're hoping you buy it and make it real, but you haven't yet. So good for you.
All right. I know where that thought leads, but we'll keep that confidential.
That's right.
Group of research.
Yeah. So this is going to go on for 7 minutes about these people. The names are wrong, but the point is they did. They know, this group knows they're foreign bodies, and they have had some contact with the foreign bodies?
Yes, they have.
Well, the Evergreens told me that happened October 1989, summer of 89, and something happened October, John Lennon's birthday, October 9th, 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first to be told about it outside of Gorbachev. When Gorbachev was told, he said, well, what we do as humans is pretty stupid. So that encounter in 1989, the Evergreen said it was real. This guy does say late 80s.
From the expert management.
Yeah, he does say in the video late 80s. So that's their top, that contact that the Evergreens told me about?
Mm-hmm.
Have there been many
is.
Like that since then?
Yes, there have.
Now, we also know that there's contact in China about 1995, and the Chinese are working with them and got their newer computers from that. Is it related to what the Russians saw?
Close.
Did that lead, since they both were getting contact from foreign, what we call foreign bodies, did that make it easier for Russia to work with China economically, which we see today?
It will.
It will. It's not yet.
Wait, let's slow down. You've got a problem. No one gave a fuck about Russia. Russia was nothing. They started fucking with Georgia, and they started doing stuff, but nobody gave a care about Russia. All these years since the Cold War and Brezhnev and Ronald Reagan, there's been nothing. It's all done. It's all over. We won. No problem. They're down to nothing. Now, all of a sudden, they're right back in the soup. We got to make friends, or we got to kill them, or they got to kill us. Now, all of a sudden, magically, in a day, it's all a huge thing. There is this huge connection that must be connected back to Russia. And all we said was that there are two Georgias.
Yeah, there's a Georgia United States and a Georgia in Soviet Union, or
yes.
There are two in the Soviet Union in Russia.
There's everything is in deities, Bob. So everything is two by means of two.
Right. That's what James Joyce starts Finnegan's Wake with, that the two Dublins, one in America
That's
and one
right.
in Europe. So
right.
So the twins, Shem and Sean, are just doubles of each other or two aspects of a conversation. The you and the you is one of the meanings of that. It's not two
basically.
Human beings. Right.
Right.
And so that's why there's another, there has to be at least one parallel world, because there's this world, there has to be another world, because there's doubleness going on everywhere. So there's at least one other parallel world.
Don't say doubleness, say duality.
Oh, duality.
Well, if you say duality, you don't get lost in the double stuff. You know, otherwise you're going to be looking for the double mint twins.
Right.
You always wanted to do them, though.
Okay, so did Steve. Steve was into them. I'm making this for Steve and Lloyd. This
right, June Lofty.
What?
Right, June and Lofty. Right, you and
Rye Two and Lofty. Is that Steve and Lloyd or and me or Rye Two and Lofty from my tiny note chair?
Two.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, Steve, you're in my chair. You too, Lloyd. Now I just gonna the next
in
Lofty.
The late 1980s.
What?
In Lofty.
Rye Two, Eloy and Lofty. That's four. Who would be the fourth?
You'll see.
Ah, okay. Not Sharon.
No.
What's the name, Karen? Not Sharon.
No.
Sharon, Shannon? Or what was it, Karen? Sharon Doe. What was it? Yeah, Doherty. Forget her first name. Doherty. What? Shirley Doherty, right. She's not Lofty, right? Okay.
No.
McMenemy. Slaps. Dennis Ring. Bobby Ring. Alan Dutai. Am I close?
Handsome Beefheart.
Okay. All right, so they're showing this.
It said that in the late 1980s, a group of researchers from the Expert Management Unit of General Staff managed to make contact with representatives of another civilization.
At 1:21, they show another weird alien. 1 minute and 21 seconds. Is that another simulation not accurate?
Yeah, it's not accurate. They're just trying to go through the motions. They have a nickel's worth of good. They're trying to convince you with those weird pictures that Shambhala really does exist, and you're not buying it, so it's okay. But Shambhala really does exist, but not based on those pictorial references.
Right, so this is somebody putting a meme out to show that Georgia's valuable again. Things are happening in Russia.
It's the connection, Bob. You got everybody back on the symbols. When y'all got out of the Thompson Quadrant, we've now opened up the monster portals. Remember we talked about the big portals? You were upset when we were losing airplanes all the time and the planes done and blah, blah, blah. And all those problems. And then they start finding peace in Malaysia Air and then they don't find it. And they went to Bucket and then they couldn't get to Bucket. And we said once we open this, it's all going to connect back together. It's the same reason that when the airplanes take off, they go over the top of the world rather than going over you. It gets there better over the top rather than going around. Same conversation.
Right. In terms of information, this is why
in
the meme is being put out.
And laying out. Now, we said when it opens up, it's going to reconnect. This is reconnection. Now, when they reconnect, now it's a battle. I want this. No, I want this. No, I want this. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. You're going to do this. Well, this is my goddamn country. I'll do what I want to. You better not do that or I'll blow your shit up. You better not blow my shit up. I'll blow your shit up. My shit's bigger than your shit. Well, we're going to see whose shit's bigger than shit. No, and then it gets all the way back down to step back, get away, step away from the body. And then we'll be all right. You'll see.
Right. Now, back in the 70s, early 80s, Dr. Beter presented the Soviet Union as very powerful.
Beter.
Yeah, they had the edge over the Rockefellers. And now, I am predicting, and Dr. Beter predicted, like in 20 years, the Soviet Union or Russia would be more powerful than North America, say. So then the wall happened in late 80s. And the wall went down, and Russia became a basket case, available to be bought for a dollar, used to say. And it took another 20 years for Russia's Georgia to start getting in the news again.
Because of Gazprom, the fall of Gazprom, and then the resources that no one talks about. We know, when we say it's important, President Trump knows for sure. He knows, and you can trust him to look after your interests, statedly.
Right.
So...
Okay, but the point is, Beter predicted that, you know, in 20, 30 years, it would be obvious what he was saying about the powerful Soviet Union, which became Russia.
Now.
It is. His prediction has been verified. right
yeah,
now.
Well, remember, we agreed it then. We said okay then. We just didn't like the context of it.
Yeah. Just to end here, Lloyd saw UFOs when he was in the Air Force or whatever it was he was in. I have to go back and look at the email. He and his buddies did see foreign body UFOs, or did they see Pentagon UFOs or their own selves, as you described, from the future? Which level of UFO did they?
We would say yes and yes.
All
yes
of them?
And yes. Yes, because there's no reality that doesn't preclude all of them, so.
Right.
Good.
Right. The three types, Lloyd, you can ask me about that in detail by email or something, or we can get on the phone, or Steve can get on the phone with us. The thing is that I say, Lloyd, that ION is the ET contact, that the voice I'm talking to now is the ET contact that people are dreaming about or hoping for. We are making products like people think UFOs could do if they came and helped us. ION, do you want to confirm what I'm saying, or you remain reticent, or add something about what I'm trying to say?
Hey, the number five means look and see, behold. Zayin, the first seven, is the beautiful kingdom. Ayin, the second seven, is to see, to perceive, observe, discern. Zayin, the third seven, Zayin is a word meaning sword or sharp weapon. It can mean cutting, separating, striking down, or maybe pruning. That's where you are now, is in the year 5777.
Oh, yeah, you just did that. And those words are Jewish words?
Yeah, but those words are what those numbers mean, yes.
In the Hebrew language?
Zayin, Aven, Zayin.
That'd be Old Hebrew, right?
Yes.
So if that's almost 6,000 years, the Christian fundamentalists talk about the devil, Satan, rules the world for 6,000 years.
It's the tenth. It's the ending of the 10th Jubilee, Bob.
Ah, the 10th Jubilee, which is 60 years. And that just becomes 600, though, not 6,000.
1967 to 2017.
Is one Jubilee.
Is the 10th. This is the 10th Jubilee.
Oh, the 10th Jubilee. Yeah, it doesn't mean
what you call your 67.
Right, right. But it doesn't mean 6,000 years. So this Christian fundamentalist meme about the 6,000 years Satan rules and then it's over.
No, it was after the Six Days War, Bob, the Six Days War.
Yeah, June 67. Yeah. But are you, this 6,000, 5775, is that close to the 6,000 that Herbert W. Armstrong used to talk about?
Not so much, no.
All
it's
right.
More like what come out of the bum of Christian Murdy.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks a lot for helping Lloyd
beautiful.
And Steve what his experience was all about.
Write you in lofty. That's good. Happy days.